USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Chinese exports to Russia of microchips and other electronic components and raw materials, some with military applications, have increased since Moscow's invasion of Ukraine, complicating efforts by U.S. and Western allies to isolate the country. China recorded its weakest growth rate in more than 2 years, a measure of the cost imposed on the world's second-largest economy by Beijing's COVID-19 lockdown lasting roughly 3 months. China's GDP expanded at a 0.4 annual rate in the April to June period. Saudi Arabia announced new rules Friday that will allow commercial planes from Israel to fly over the kingdom, a gesture to President Biden as he's flying in today from Israel. In one of the highest-profile gubernatorial battles in the country, Georgia Democrat Stacey Abrams is leveraging a vast amount of money. Unfortunately for Georgians, most of the money is from out of state. USA Radio News.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Or for really hard-to-kill bugs, try our new beetle and box elder bug killer. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Look for Maggie's Farm at Walmart, Menards, or at maggiesfarmproducts.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Fentanyl continues to kill Americans.
Over the 4th of July weekend, Gadsden County in Florida reported 19 overdoses of fentanyl, 9 of which were fatal. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says the amount of fentanyl being smuggled across the border deserves more attention. He also shares with Fox and Friends his reaction to the overdoses in Gadsden.
They had a mass casualty event, you know, two dozen young people contaminated drugs that were used, and they had this massive fentanyl overdose problem over the weekend there. It's a horrifying crisis.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
7 Hong Kong men who tried to flee Hong Kong by speedboat to escape protest-related charges were sentenced Friday to between 7 and 10 months imprisonment for acts to perverse the course of justice. The judge said the men have a contempt for the judiciary and deliberate challenge to the legal system in China. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
More shark attacks off the East Coast.
2 people were bitten by a shark within hours of each other off the coast of New York, making it the 4th and 5th shark attacks off of Long Island in 2 weeks.
He's a little shaken up, as you can imagine, but we believe he's going to be okay.
County Executive Steve Maloney. Scientists cite warming ocean temperatures and a resurgence of bunker fish for the shift in sightings. Experts say the increase in the number of sharks is a sign that conservation efforts have been successful. For USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
After calling the regime in Saudi Arabia a pariah while running for president, Biden is meeting with the Saudi crown prince today.
Well, I think the president was very clear that human rights are always on the agenda when he meets with foreign leaders. I think that he was very clear today that the human rights are central to his foreign policy. They're certainly central to who he is as a leader, and he will not shy away.
That's John Kirby, coordinator for strategic communications at the National Security Council. President Biden justifies his meeting after evidence points to the regime killing an American journalist.
I always bring up human rights, but my position on Khashoggi has been so clear. If anyone doesn't understand it in Saudi Arabia or anywhere else, then they haven't been around for a while.
Thanks for listening, my friend. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.